I want to talk about the World Heritage Committee and how powerful and influential it is, which we know it's the deciding body. And in the beginning, both in the convention and in the operational guidelines, there has been a requirement from the beginning to have experts in cultural and natural heritage, but also it's an international treaty, so obviously governments have an interest. What is your assessment of the balance between professional expertise and the diplomatic representation?
At the beginning, it was, as far as I see, almost a poor scientific group, and only on the basis of the heritage preservation and conservation and heritage experts were present in the issue. But the policy came and entered step by step.
Do you mean policy or politics?
Politics.
Yes.
Politics. Politics. Politics entered, and extra in such cases as the mining and different disasters and the main man-made disasters and destructions in Africa and in Balkan and others in the wars. What to do? So we cannot say that it is a kind of tower made of ivory and nobody can enter and we make all things and passing. No, we live in this world, in these societies, in different political and other organizations and so on. And somehow we have to find a way. For the committee, I suppose it is a part of the whole World Heritage Convention and policy, which should be thought about it a bit more and better. How to create, how to fill the committee membership. There are no rules. All state parties have the right, or have the right, to send anybody to the committee. I am afraid there are people in the committee who are not quite clear what is the possibility, what is the right, what is compulsory. Because there are some politicians, diplomats, maybe they have somebody in the rear to say something, that okay. But as politicians, they have another level in the world of the politics and politicians, diplomatic level. They have connections with each other instead of scientific and heritage level.